Nice, we're back with Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about this whole kidney stone thing, and of course it looks pretty ominous here. They tell you right up front that don't worry, you'll have a second stone. And of course, the reason you're going to have a second stone is because the treatment for the first stone sets you up for the, well, second stone. Many people with stones do tend to get, as I was mentioning before, urinary tract infections because the stones are irregular and bacteria that would ordinarily pass through into the toilet get stuck in the stones and then, of course, grow. And again, the lithotripsy is 90% of people who get lithotripsy are just hunky-dory for 2 years. And, of course, after that, recurrences happen, but it's the two-year cure. And medicines to help pass stones, again, they recommend the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which destroy the kidneys, and this relieves your pain while you pass a stone. Your doctor may also prescribe medicine to help your body pass a stone, like an alpha blocker. All right, so my modest medical experience, castor oil worked just awesome. So if someone has a stone and they want to pass it, then castor oil does the trick. Now, the way I found this out was I had a patient who owned his own company, and he was a recovering alcoholic. So he had not hit alcohol or narcotics for, you know, at least a decade. And what happened was he went to the emergency room. They told him he had a stone, and he said, okay, what do I do? They said, well, here's a narcotic. Take this. And he says, no, I can't do that. So then he comes to the office and says, what else can he do? I said, here, castor oil. Because I realized, well, wait a minute, castor oil causes the intestines to clear out, and it's the same type of muscle, smooth muscle, in the intestine as is in the urinary tract. And so he took a quarter cup of castor oil, drank plenty of water, and boom, the stone popped right out. And about an hour later, he was just fine. So the key to the story is water. Water, and again, if you need to push that stone out, some castor oil. And calcium stones are the most common stones. And the easiest way to get rid of calcium stones is to stop your dairy, stop your calcium supplements, take vitamin D so that your body handles the calcium, and your whole calcium cycle is fine. Now, they're recommending thiazide, which is a water pill. What the thiazides do in the short run is increase water flow through the kidneys. In the long run, they cause dehydration and, of course, well, you guessed it, more stones. So here we have it, a ringside view of what to do, what not to do, and how what's being done is actually making things worse. Now, the other thing about, we should talk about just miscellaneous stones throughout the body. So people can have stones on their thyroid gland. They can have stones on their salivary glands. So all of these stones respond very well to converting your beverages to water only, but applying castor oil and or turpentine topically to the area. And applying the turpentine or castor oil to the area topically combined with increasing your bowel movements will pretty much dissolve just about any stone. Because turpentine is actually a solvent, and it dissolves stones. Okay, we could talk more about stones, but this is our usual time for questions. So we'll take a break for questions, and then we'll go back to more about stones if we have time. We've got a lot going on here in the chat room. I might as well give the number, which is 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in line. If you can't get through on the call-in line, you can go to healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. Yep. Okay. Here we are. Dr. Daniels, will pectin help soften stones? No. I did a gallbladder cleanse a few years ago, and the plan said to drink a gallon of apple juice. Well, that wasn't going to happen. I dumped packets of liquid pectin into water and drank that. Okay, so the active ingredient in the apple juice was malic acid, not pectin. So what you did was really just, I guess, nothing much, to be honest with you. So what you can do is you can actually buy malic acid and drink a quarter teaspoon, dissolve a quarter teaspoon to half teaspoon of malic acid in water and drink that daily. I no longer recommend gallbladder flushes because I found that over time the Vitality capsules accomplish the same thing. And they do it in a way that doesn't cause trauma or a rebound reaction with a need for gallbladder removal a month later. So I stopped recommending gallbladder flushes. What about tonsil stones, Dr. Daniels? What in the world are they? Okay, so in order to understand what a tonsil stone is, you have to understand what the tonsils do. So the job of the tonsils is when you eat or drink something that's filled with bacteria or dangerous, it's the tonsil's job to soak that up and keep it from going further down into your body. And so when you have a stone in your tonsil, then that means you're eating something high in calcium that's causing issues. Usually it's milk. So that's the stone that you're getting. So what do you do about this? The simplest thing, of course, is to stop all dairy products. That will be milk, cheese, ice cream, and so on. But you can paint the tonsils with iodine. And you just get a Q-tip, dip it in the iodine solution, the one that says poison, do not eat. Yeah, that one. So you just dip it in there, two or three drops, basically, and you paint your tonsils with the iodine. What's going to happen is it's going to dissolve the stones, and it's going to shrink up the tonsils. And you paint the tonsils about once or twice a day. Okay. How about good frequencies? Dr. Daniels, how about good frequencies? Like cells calling out for certain frequencies and not foods. Again, this whole frequency thing, when it comes to cells, generally what we're talking about is the cells are contaminated with toxins and with parasites that emit bad frequencies. And so if you remove the toxins, remove the parasites, then you're going to have the good frequencies are going to take over. Yeah, okay. So my daughter had the stones, her kidney stones blasted with lithotripsy and hasn't had an episode for several years. Yes, so 90% of people have no episodes for 2 years, and then that gradually increases in the out years. Okay. Dr. Daniels, do doctors test for different types of infection before giving antibiotics for kidney stones? No, no. What they do is they just give the antibiotics, broad-spectrum antibiotics, and then, as the WebMD/Mayo Clinic reference said, doctors are often directed to give low-dose long-term antibiotics, which we know can have devastating effects really throughout the body. Okay. Dr. Daniels, it seems that science is now being done by consensus. What does this mean for us as patients? As a patient, this means that your therapy is being determined by a bunch of people with titles who get together, drink alcohol, and just kind of shoot the breeze and say, hey, you know, this sounds good. Yeah, let's do that. In other words, there's no objective determination as to what is or is not effective. And it's what is actually implemented in terms of standard of care is determined by consensus. What consensus? Consensus between generally insurance companies, hospitals, and drug companies. More and more, the doctor is not included on this consensus process. What will happen, though, is often the hospital will hire someone who has an MD after their name and tell him what consensus he's supposed to reach and agree to. The insurance companies will do the same, and so will the drug companies. And so you may have a consensus committee that appears to be staffed by medical doctors, but these are medical doctors that are in the employ of biased interests, such as the hospital, insurance company, or drug company. And so what it means then is whether or not you get lithotripsy, or whether or not you get a gallbladder removed, is determined by consensus. And the mere situation where 90% of gallbladder surgeries are of no earthly benefit to the people who receive them, that is not exactly a scientific process. And that's what we can expect a lot more of. We can expect standard of care and medical practices that are literally beneficial to 10% or even less of those who receive the particular intervention. Okay, and we have a question here. I just have to find it. Click here. Click over there. Another click here. Pat in Texas. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I wanted to ask you a question about calcium stones. Let me tell you what I was wondering, and see if you can correct me. That the calcium will deposit because you're not taking, balancing it out with enough magnesium and D3 or sunshine. We don't have that in Texas much, right? But I was reading on the internet that a magnesium L-threonine is better than others. And I have read in the past that you can't overdose with that because you'll get diarrhea. And that sounds like a solution to too much calcium, doesn't it? And also, too, if they give it to you, and like IV, you can get too much magnesium. But it's the most unused mineral that we need to have in our body. And the normal is based on everybody being low. And if you can use the calcium, it should go to your bones and your teeth and not stuck in stone somewhere, right?
Yeah, so my view is a lot is pretty simple. It's even simpler than that. Most people's source of calcium, dietary calcium, is milk. The calcium in milk is not bioavailable, so why have that as a calcium source? So in other words, why poison yourself and then take an antidote?
When my son was little, he had a green splinter break on his arm with a little cast of 2 years old. And so as soon as he wasn't allergic to milk anymore, he'd drink about a gallon of milk, and I started seeing his teeth turn white on the bottom and then all the way up to the top. Huh? And milk.
Yep. Yes. So the milk is a problem. And so I think it's more straightforward just to solve the problem. And the problem basically is processed foods. And so if people eat whole food sources of calcium, like, say, carrots or collard greens or spinach, then they're not going to have the magnesium imbalance because it'll be in the food that they're eating.
Oh,
and it'll be naturally balanced.
Well, if you did have to take it because you're not eating the right things for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is I don't think that would be a remedy. I mean, the devastation I've seen from dairy, I've not ever seen a way to remedy it. In other words, if you're eating dairy, and let's say you're trying to remediate the calcium issue with magnesium, okay, now you've got the hormone issue. And so it's not a food you can eat without suffering. And so it's better just to, cut out the source.
I've read cashews are high in magnesium, so I grind them up and put them in everything because I know that I need calcium for my bones according to the test they did, my son had a bad toothache and his cap fell off and he couldn't stop the pain, and my husband said, calcium, take calcium.
Yeah. So that is another issue. So with the teeth issue, there's a lot more that goes into teeth besides calcium. You know, there's trace minerals, there's collagen. That's a whole other discussion. But these stones forming all over the body fundamentally are from taking in mineral sources such as dairy, such as sports drinks, such as processed meats or deep-fried meats that totally stress the body's system. And in order to restore balance, the body has to make stones. Okay, so Dr. Dennis, what about raw milk or kefir? Can the body make use of that? It's a very interesting thing. Okay, so let's talk about kefir. Kefir, in order to make kefir, you have to boil the milk to kill all of the bacteria naturally in the milk. And then you have to put into the milk the kefir grains, which then have babies and ferment the milk and give you your high-quality kefir. Okay, so it is the act of pasteurizing the milk or boiling the milk that's one piece of why the calcium is not bioavailable. So kefir, no. It's not a reasonable calcium source or a healthy calcium source. That's not why you eat kefir. You eat kefir as a probiotic. And so we're talking about that using kefir as a probiotic is maybe a very small amount for several days. And once you achieve intestinal balance of these biological flora, then you're pretty much done. For me, what I do is I prefer to use sauerkraut juice or another type of probiotic because kefir, the dairy-based kefir, does give arthritis, does give aches and pains, and regular dairy complications. And what about raw milk? Again, raw milk, you still have the hormone components, which is kefir is from raw milk, but you got to boil the milk to make the kefir. If you don't boil the milk, then the kefir grains don't take. So that's part of the process. Raw milk, you know, I had patients who owned a dairy and they did raw milk, and they all had the same dusty red rash on their face. And they were all moderately overweight. I guess if you were strictly speaking medically, I guess you could say they were obese. But milk is milk. I definitely say, you know, drink at your own risk. Okay. All right. Got some jokes there in the chat room. Dr. Daniels, I heard mycoplasma being discussed today. Okay, so mycoplasma is another pseudo-epidemic. Mycoplasma is an organism that basically does not cause disease. Now, it is also a contaminant in vaccines. So if you come across mycoplasma by natural means, let's say you eat it in your food or whatever, your body takes care of it very nicely. Now, when you take the same mycoplasma and you inject it, you might get some type of low-grade misery. But I think mycoplasma is not something to worry about. So any remedy for mycoplasma, I would personally dismiss. Yeah, I'm not a fan of chasing after mycoplasma, Epstein-Barr, Lyme, all these things. They're obscuring the reality of what's going on.
It's time. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, I just want to make a correction. The kefir, you don't have to boil the milk first. However, again, dairy as a source of calcium is not beneficial or bioavailable for humans. So the problem is that the calcium in dairy does not strengthen your body's calcium. So what your body then does is takes this calcium and it just makes stones out of it. So the best thing to do is to minimize your dairy intake. So if you feel like you want to eat kefir because you want the probiotic effect, the thing to do, again, would be to minimize that. Dairy has so many negative effects that you just have to pay attention. Okay, question. Here to... All right. Okay, so... this person asks about spirochetes. Oh, okay. So if a person is having spirochetes as far as parasites, would turpentine help? Yes. Turpentine does help with spirochetes. And I would refer people to the... replay from... the modern day face of syphilis. And that's on the replay page at vitalitycapsules.com. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Dr. Daniels, if you, what can a woman do to increase dwindling milk supply for her firstborn while she's pregnant with her second child and deciding to continue breastfeeding? She can eat fennel seed. Fennel seed is great for increasing breast milk production, and it's perfectly safe, and it will help her current pregnancy. All right, so the mother is on blood pressure medication. If she's on blood pressure medication, she should definitely not be breastfeeding at all. Blood pressure medication is not good for babies. Very much not good. Yeah, I would stop breastfeeding that first kid if I was on blood pressure medication. See if I could wean him off to food. Dr. Dennis, do you have any advice for people who have had an operation to remove their stomach? No. No advice at all. Yeah. All right. I think that is it. All the questions I can see in the chat room. So let's take a look at some other stones. Gallstones, kidney stones. All right. Okay. So the big deal with stones, what it comes down to is processed food input, number one. And number two is not enough water and not enough bowel movements, not enough output. And if you can just take a look at it that way, it makes it super, super simple. Whether the stone is a gallstone, a kidney stone, or a tonsil stone, just take the position of getting rid of the processed stuff in the diet that makes the thing worse. And simply just eliminating all of your processed foods is the simplest way to go. And so if you just go over your diet and see what you're eating that's a partial or processed food, that would generally reveal the culprit. As far as beverages goes, if you have stones anywhere in your body, your best bet is simply to convert all of your beverages to water. And that will address most of the stones. And then when you increase your output of waste, that helps.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Daniels, and welcome back to Heels with Dr. Daniels, and we're taking questions. Okay, so a caller typed in that I want to know, is it okay to take licorice root if you have high blood pressure? I would not. I would check your blood pressure. If blood pressure is not well controlled, definitely would not take it. And so the question is, do you really need licorice root? So probably your problem could be solved through another avenue besides licorice root. That is what I would say. Okay, I found a bunch of questions here. So, Dr. Daniels, women may have a higher rate of gallstones. They absolutely do. And it's always postpartum. So a woman is, we used to have a little rhyme in medical school, fair, that means white, fat, overweight, fertile, she's already had a child, and over 40. And so what happens is these women get pregnant, they have a child, and a successful pregnancy where you have a child, a living child, it means you went through the full cycle of very high estrogen. And so then the liver is in charge of cleaning up that estrogen, and that's where the gallstones are made. A higher rate of estrogen may help influence this, of course, and that again is due to the pregnancy. I mean, the estrogen rates in pregnancy are just astronomical. Dr. Ness, do you think that endocrine disruptors influence this gallbladder situation? No, because that's not the mechanism. The mechanism is the ring of the estrogen is made from cholesterol, and so as your body soaks up and disposes of this excess estrogen, it's creates this cholesterol. So an endocrine disruptor would disrupt the endocrine system, but it would not lead to more estrogen. Would GMO foods make this formation of stones increase, in your opinion? GMO foods, possibly, but not gallstones. It would be a different kind of stones. So what would happen with GMO foods is your body would have a lot of food that it just didn't know how to use, and it would have to put it someplace. And when your body does that, it sucks all the water out, super concentrates it, and it can be stone-like. But that is not really the stones that we are talking about. So the GMO foods would cause soft tissue accumulations, like maybe lipomas. Dr. Daniels, I was having dinner with my family, and a cousin was drinking lemonade made with a crystal light packet, and I read the label. It said aspartame. And my sister, well, how should I handle these types of situations? Okay, so if you have a relative who's making lemonade with crystal light, which is aspartame in it, I think really your best bet is to buy that person a case of crystal light for Christmas. That would be your best maneuver, because then you would make a friend, and that person would be very much more open to being accepting of you with your view that you don't eat crystal light. But you just tell her, hey, you know, I noticed you had crystal light lemonade, probably thought you liked it, I'm giving you a case for Christmas. So you have to realize that it's really all about letting other people live the way they want to live, and in exchange they let you live the way you want to live. And so if you look at it that way, then when you see that someone is eating lemonade made with aspartame in the form of crystal light, for example, you know, buy them a case for Christmas or for their birthday. That is what I would do. Okay, we have a question here from Caesar in New York. Hi, Caesar.
Good evening, doctor. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Well, good to hear. I wanted to ask you a quick question because I know you know it all. The gum disease, do you recommend doing the surgery, cutting under the gum and going under the bone and then the stitching?
No. None of that.
Because I got the teeth, they're starting to get loose. What do you recommend?
Okay, so you have teeth, they're starting to get loose. You have to take a serious look at your diet and get rid of your processed foods. But you need to eat something ultra high in collagen. That would be something like pork skins or ham hocks. And the part of the ham hocks you'd be interested in eating would be the skin on the ham hocks. And then you have a little bit of meat in the ham hocks. And there's a tendon that connects the ham hock meat to the ham hock bone. That's what you want. And that's going to build up your gums and tighten up your teeth.
Yeah, because I went to the dentist. They said to do the cut. It's like 300 and something stitches all around. They open up the gums.
Yeah, it's called ritual mutilation.
They go under the bone, they scrape, and then they have to stitch it all up. And I guess they cut the back part of the gum and throw it away. And I don't know how they do it. Somebody told me not to get it done. I figured I'd ask you because I know you know it all. So, I was told not to do it. My friend said he had it done, and he said he was in so much agony, it wasn't even funny.
Right. And the thing is, if your problem is you don't have enough gum, how can cutting out the gum you do have solve not having enough gums?
That's the logic of it kind of hits you. Mm-hmm. I said that to the dentist, and he had no answer. He looked at me like I was dumb.
Yeah, well, you are dumb. You're stupid. You didn't go to the same class he went to where they told him all this stuff. So how could you understand?
That's what he tells in medical school.
And so, you know, the patients don't know anything because they're not sitting here in class. They're not hearing all this information like you are. Never mind, this stuff makes no sense. I mean, I said that to my professor one day. I said, you know, this stuff doesn't make any sense and it's not working. I don't care if someone hasn't gone to medical school. The point is, the stuff doesn't make any sense and it's not working. So just because they didn't hear it in this context of sitting in a chair and paying umpteen $1,000s, that doesn't mean that it's valid, because it isn't. It doesn't make any sense and no one's getting better. So doctors are programmed, though, to just accept and believe everything they hear in medical or dental school. And their attitude is, well, I heard it in dental school. It must be true. How could you question it?
Yeah.
But,
no,
you know,
I know. I've seen it firsthand. I could tell you I've seen it firsthand, and I've seen, I don't really believe in doctors, and no offense to you. I mean, I've seen them mutilate my mother. I've seen them mutilate my father. You don't have to tell me. I mean, look, cancer, there's a cure for over 70 years. Raymond Rife, Royal Rife, was the first one to come up with, you know, the cure for it. It's just basically a nutritional deficiency of the autonomic nervous system. The body don't have the proper molecular lumber yard, but you've heard a doctor, and by the time they're done with you, you're dead. And then you thank them. You say thank you. It's unbelievable what they do. I mean, it's just, I don't... And the people, like you said, we don't know, we're not educated, we're sheep, so we fall into their hands, and next thing you know, you're dead.
That's right. So, you know, you just stop being a sheep and don't fall into their hands, and that goes a long way. That'll get you around about 90 years old.
Well, I don't know if I want to live that long, doctor, because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but I'd rather go, you know, the sooner the better, while I can get up and move around. I don't want to be, you know, like, incapacitated, but... I mean,
yes.
The doctors do a lot of things that I remember I used to have when I was working before I retired. One of the kids got an amniotic comicosis, and you could get rid of that with Mediterranean or oil of oregano, or you can get rid of it with Vicks. They gave him the Lamisil. He was taking it for 2 years. One day he woke up, he was spitting the liver out the mouth. It's insane. What I mean, the secondary, third effects of these drugs are just unbelievable. I mean, I don't know which is worse, the cure or the ailment. I really don't know.
It's not a cure. It's a treatment.
Yeah.
If they cured you, you could excuse this. But it's not a cure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so enjoy your life and don't let them take away your gums. All right. Okay, thanks for calling, Cesar. Ever ask a college grad, who do you talk to when you disagree with your professor? All right, cancer. So someone in the chat room says, cure for cancer, just stop causing it. Okay, what's the major cause of cancer? The major cause of cancer is a false positive on a screening exam. That's it. So the solution to cancer is to stop taking these screening tests and stop getting the label. That's it. Very simple. Very simple. So that is the true cure, is to stop getting that screening. All right. Let's see. We got to slide up here and get to the rest of these questions. Okay. Did Dr. Daniel say fennel seeds? Yes, Dr. Daniel says fennel seeds. Fennel seeds are great for a lactating mother to get her to lactate more. Okay. Okay, all right. So I think this is all the questions that I can see. Ah, here, one more. Dr. Dan, do you have any tips for people who are not fat who are suffering from sleep apnea? Now, when I first started medical practice back in the 90s, there was this slender man, and he had the worst sleep apnea. He had his sleep apnea machine. He had the tennis ball sewn into the back of his T-shirt to keep him from sleeping on his back at night. You know, just all these things he'd done, you know, standard medical stuff. And still, He has sleep apnea. And so since then, over the years, what I've come to understand is that all sleep apnea is the infiltration of toxins into the muscles of the tongue and airway, causing them to collapse. And so the solution, of course, then is cleansing. So that would be, vitality capsules, maybe a higher dose on the weekend that would allow you to poop, say, 7 times a day, and then go down to a dose of 3 poops a day the rest of the week. But that is what cures sleep apnea. So I have a husband who eats just about everything. He's on the everything diet, you know, barbecue pulled pork, sandwiches. Today he had the deep fried shrimp sandwich on a Kaiser roll with curly fries with the mysterious orange powder sprinkled over them. So the usual American diet. Okay. So for many years, when I first met him, he snored a lot, really loud. And there are times when I said, geez, I don't know if we can, you know, continue to share the same bedroom. And I said, well, we got to fix this. And so I had him increase his bowel movements, increase his water, and I did get him to change his diet for a limited period of time. And we got rid of the snoring and the apnea. It took us about, I would say it took about 4 months to get rid of the apnea. And then we took a break for a while. And then it took another week to get rid of the snoring, just where I got him to poop about 6 times a day, every day. And the snoring is gone. So first we got rid of the apnea, and then we got rid of the snoring. So it's really just a cleansing problem. And people who are slender can be every bit as toxic as people who are overweight. And that is basically the problem with sleep apnea. It's very, very frustrating. Very annoying. Okay. All right. I'd like to remind people that the Healers in Panama retreat is coming up again in January. It's January 24th to 31st. And it's your chance to come to Panama, spend time with Dr. Daniels, and I show you everything that I do, all my healing secrets, and you get to experience them. So you get to experience detoxing diets, rebuilding diets, and explain to you what you're eating, why you're eating it, the effect it has on you, and what foods heal what. So it's really going to be a very exciting time. It's the tuition includes everything, includes your accommodations, supplements, equipment, instruction, herbs, and hands-on workshops where you get to actually mix things together and try them out yourself. And so this is January 24th to 31st, and I actually even have a bonus at the end where I show people how to even make a business out of healing. So to find out more about that, you can just email Shalee, Shalee, at vitalitycapsules.com, and we'll send you information on that. At the end of this 1 week, you will have enough confidence and enough information that you will not need to submit to the medical industrial complex, saving you tens of thousands of dollars and even your life. So contact Shalee for information about that. Okay. All right, I have to tell you this thing in the chat room. So you said, have you ever asked a college graduate, who do you talk to when you disagree with your professor? They generally get a blank stare. Yes. Students are taught that disagreement of any kind is a very bad thing, which is unfortunate. Okay, so Dr. Daniels, your talk about sleep apnea explains why it gets worse when I smoke. Yes. It's very simply a toxicity issue. And all those years, I did not, you know, realize that. I thought, oh, it's an airway issue. When really, no. It's a toxicity issue so that the body doesn't naturally control the airway during sleep and keep it open. Okay.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we are talking about stones today, and are you turning to stone? And the answer is probably. Now, one type of stone we didn't talk about was the calcification of coronary arteries. This is absolutely huge. The simplest thing about the calcification of coronary arteries is it is now known that it is totally reversible by simply resorting to a vegetarian diet with no processed foods. And literally your body reverses the calcifications and the arteries soften and they clear up. The only thing I would add to that is B-complex vitamins and chia seed or flaxseed to help your body replace and repair the linings in the arteries. Okay. So a lot of emphasis is placed on the coronary arteries, but arteries throughout the body harden and literally turn to stone. So that would be, for example, the aorta. A lot of times in autopsy, they find the aorta is calcified, the arteries going to the kidneys, and many times this is a big cause also of hypertension. In other words, the arteries no longer stretch and change caliber with the flow of blood. And so since they're stiff and they don't change their diameter, the pressure increases, and this creates problems. So calcification is a big issue, but it's a very simple solution. And the methods the medical industrial complex uses for treating these stones guarantees that you're going to have more stones. And that is, of course, the problem with trusting your stones to the medical industrial complex. So the best thing you can do for your stones is to get rid of the processed food that's causing them, number one. And number two, hydrate yourself, drink more water. And number three, poop more often. Definitely three times a day is good. And of course, you can go to vitalitycapsules.com, pick up some Vitality Capsules, and that will definitely help you with your mission to remove this waste from your system. Okay, so someone mentioned pooping all day versus snoring. Once you poop enough to clear things out, then you can lower your bowel movements to like three a day. So once you achieve your goal, you can reduce your number. So you don't have to poop seven times a day for the rest of your life. So it is definitely worthwhile. And many people find that they can just increase their bowel movements for even one day a week. That does the case. Someone asks, do I remind my husband to poop? No, I just give him his Vitality Capsules. I remind him to take his Vitality Capsules. And that way it's one step removed. Okay, let's see here. I think that is about all the questions. So I just want to remind people to go stop by vitalitycapsules.com. Definitely get your free report, the Candida Cleaner. It's the 2.0 version, the update, which is a much simplified regimen and easier to implement. So it's very, very simplified. If we have a fraction of a second left here, actually 2 or 3 seconds, I'll mention a question I got about turpentine. Someone wanted to know if essential oil of pine is the same as turpentine. So I looked this up and researched it, and no, it's not. The essential oil is made from the leaves of the tree, basically boiled in water, and then the oil is distilled off of the water. That's not the way turpentine is made. Turpentine is made by removing the sap from the tree and distilling the oil directly from the sap. So you can see it's a different process. Okay, we will see you again next week. Until then, think happens. Just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then. And then once again. To Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.